Kishon Rabose, today's daf is Beitza Daf Yud Tes, and we're here at Yud Ches Amud Beis at the two dots. We have a quote from our Mishnah, V'shamin Shemashikene Samayim Bechli Evin. If you remember, there was a difference in the Mishnah. If you wanted to be Metaher, Tamei water, so the Mishnah had said you can dip the water in a mikvah, in a kli that's made out of stone, because that's not Megabal Tumah, but you should not be Tovel, a Kli that's made out of wood, for example, that in order to be Metaher, the Kli, while you're being Metaher, the water. So Gemara just points out, my Avalomat Bilan, again, I explain what the Mishnah means, but the phrase in the Mishnah they had said is that you're allowed to put the water into the mikvah with a Kli Evan, Avalomat Bilan, but you can't do Tvilas. So the Gemara says, what is that? So Amar Shmuel said, I kind of ruined it for you already. Imra Bilan is a Kli, Agav Mema, Vlatar Obiyamta. If you're not allowed to use another Kli that needs to become Tahor, and you're not allowed to dip that Tomei Kli in the mikvah with the water, right, and say, oh, since I'm trying to be Metaher the water, I'm also going to be Metame the Kli. Mani Masnisen, whose Shita is our Mishnah? Lo Rebbe v'lo Rabbanan, right? It seems like it's not Rebbe, and it's not the Rabbanan, because again, if you remember, the Mishnah made a split between stone utensils and regular utensils, right? And that's, what meaning stone would be Motar Anyantiv, and what's it called would be Yasser, right? But the problem is that Rebbe and Rabbanan, as you'll see in a second, they don't make a split at all, right? Rebbe, well, we'll see. Rebbe said the Tanya is one of the Ein Mabilan is a Kli like Avnei of the Taro Vein Mashikin and Samayim Bekli Evin the Taron Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says you can't do either of them, and Chachamim Amar and the Chachamim say you can do both of them, right? Mabilan Kli Agav Meimav of the Taro Mashikin and Samayim Bekli Evin the Taron. So money, I Rebbe, if it's Rebbe, Kashi Hashaka, it's a problem. It's not the same sheet as the Mishnah because Rebbe says Hashaka is also. And if it's Rabbanan, Kasha Hadbala, right? If it's Rabbanan, it's a Kasha because the Mishnah said that Hadbala was also, and the Chachamim said that Hadbala, doing Tefillah with a regular Kli, is Mutter. So Kumar says, Ibo Seima Rebbe, Ibo Seima Rabbanan. Really, it could be either one. Because Ibo Seima Rebbe, you could say that maybe the Mishnah is Rebbe's Shita, because Reisha, the Brisa, that when we see the beginning of the Brisa that says that it's Aser, that's Beyontif, the Seifa, but the Seifa is on Shabbos, meaning when Rebbe said it was usher to dip the first thing he said was the non-stone utensil, so that's going to be usher. And the second ruling was on Shabbos, but he would assume that dipping a stone utensil with the water on Yontif is mutter, and therefore kula masnisim biyontif. And therefore, when our Mishnah said that dipping a stone kli with the water is mutter and a regular kli is usher, that lines up like Rebbe, because Rebbe only holds that dipping the stone kli on Shabbos is usher. Or you could say that the Chachamim Shita, Vekula Masnisim B'Shabbos, and the Mishnah refers to Shabbos, meaning that the Chachamim say that all these things are Mutter on Yontif, but on Shabbos, a regular Kli is going to be Aser, and that's what the Mishnah was talking about, and the Mishnah was talking about Shabbos, and in that scenario, you would make a split, even though on Yontif, the Rabbanan would hold that everything is Mutter. Okay, turn around, Rabbanan, we'll learn the Rabbisa. If you have a kli that became tame on Erev Yontif, right, we had said you have to be metabolite, you have to dip it in a mikvah on Erev Yontif, you can't wait until Yontif. So let's say you already hit Benish Mashos, right, that's the time when it's Sufik Yom, Sufik Laila, so you can't dip it in the mikvah because that's already too late. Rabbi Shimon B'Shazuri, Omer Rabbi Shimon B'Shazuri says, Af Becholin Mabilan Oso. You can't even do that during the weekday. Why? Right? Why can't you do it on the weekday? What's the issue here? Right? Again, on Yontif, it's because it's extra tircha. You should have done it on Erev Yontif. You should do it on Yontif. Fine. So what's the problem with doing it on weekday? So he says the problem is b'nei shetzarech harif shemesh, because if you remember, the halacha is that when something is tamei and needs to go to the mikvah, let's say it touched the sheretz or whatever, sheretz bar, a bad example, but let's say it became tamei, you dip it in the mikvah, right? You need to wait until sundown for the complete the tara process. So if you do it b'nei shmashos, right, so that's going to be a problem because it's Suffolk Yom Suffolk Laila. You're going to be missing, right, the sundown aspect of the Tara process. And since this guy dipped into the mikvah, right, he might think it's good to go. Really, he has to wait until sundown the following day. So therefore, Shimon Zuri says, right, to make sure that guy doesn't make that mistake, you're not allowed to do it. Beinash Masha. So the Gemara says, "V'tanakama lo boy harib shemesh." So the Gemara says, one second, "V'tanakama," we said it's mutter, right? He doesn't require the harib shemesh. Then again, he only said it was also on Yontif. He didn't say anything about it during the weekday. So, Rava says, "Ashkachinu l'Rabbanan debate Rav." This is I kind of hung out with the guys in the base medrash. Right, the Yesvei Kamri, they were sitting and learning. Right, and they said, "Rabbi Machshavaso." Nikeres mitoch ma'isof kam lefagi. The machlokas is that whether we can discern the guy's thought process from his actions. Ve'echidami, what does that mean? What do you mean? What's the case? What's going on over here? What's the case? Kigo denaket manaviyade. He's holding this kli, this utensil in his hand. Ve'roit ve'azil benashmashos latbule. And he's running to dip it, right? Benashmashos. Right, running to the mikveh. So what do you say about that guy? Right, so Marsavar hide the karohid va'azil. One of them says that the fact that, meaning the Tanakama, right, not the one who says it's mutter during the week and only Asar Nyadiv, he holds that since rohid va'azil, since he's running to do it before Shkia, mea yodi debay harev shemesh. Apparently he's aware that he needs harev shemesh and he's running, right, to do it while before the sun goes down. But if he dips it in the mikvah, then he's like, looks up and sure enough, it's been shmashos. So then he will wait until the next day and not use it. We're not concerned that he's going to use the kli, even though it's like a random Tuesday. He's going to wait to use it until sundown on Wednesday. Well, Marsavra and Rav Shimon Shazuri says, no, Machos Malachto who Karayit. No, he's just running to make sure it gets done. Right, he has to do work. Right, he has to go do some sort of work that's done after the tevila, and he's not paying attention. He's not really looking at the sun or whatever. And that's what the Talmidim in the Beis Medrash said. And Rava said to them, "Anav b'machshavas v'nikeres b'toch ma'isav kulei amalo pligi." And he says, "No. I would explain like this: that everybody agrees." That everybody agrees that in terms of thinking, what is the guy thinking? I mean, what do you say by the guy's actions? What do you say about his makshavas, but his thought process? Pashas is that, again, according to Rava, meaning he says that if someone is running to dip a kli, he knows the deal. He knows the halacha of Harif Shemesh, and therefore if he misses the time, so then we're not concerned that he's going to use the kli before the next sundown. Ki pligi, but what's the machlokas over here? Ki go into itmi v'pakos mikadasha. The question is that this kli became tamei with less than adasha. The shear for tuma sheretz is an adasha, but if it's less than that, right? So then that's not going to be matame the kli. When what happened? Vasala kamid rabbanan, and he went to ask the shiule, and he went to the rabbanan and asked the shiule, and he said, "Pakus mekan adasha itmi olo." He says, "Is this going to become tamei if it touched less than adasha, less than a lentil size?" Of a sheretz, is it become tummy or not? Now that's a mishnah. That's beferish a mishnah. So if he doesn't know that, right? So the question is, maybe he also doesn't know about the halacha of harav shemesh. That's a machlokas. That maybe he doesn't know about the halacha of the sun going down, because we already know that he's apparently pretty ignorant in terms of the halachos of Tumantara. Now, don't feel bad. I'm also ignorant in the halachos of Tumantara, and I also, you know, have to be reminded of these shiurim all the time. So I would also have probably asked that shaila. Either way, don't get a complex if you're not aware of that halacha. But the pasha says, what? That's the machlokas over here. Meaning, if the guy already doesn't know one halacha, do we assume that he doesn't know another halacha? So Mar Savra mid the halo gamer harav shemesh namelo gamer. So Rav Shimon Shazuri holds that pasha says, if he doesn't know about the halacha of kadasha, that it has to be a certain amount, a size of to be a matame the kli. So he also doesn't know that you have to wait until sundown of whatever day you dip the kli in the mikvah. Mar Savra Tanakam holds no hadu hulo gamer. He may not know about the size of the kadasha. That's a mishnah. But harav shemesh gamer. But he pasha says he does know about the halacha of harav shemesh. That's a beferish pasuk. Right, the pasha is that he's familiar with the Torah. He may not know the Torah Shebal Peh. If he doesn't know the Mishnah, fine. But the whole concept of waiting till sundown, that's in the Torah. So the Chora, right, the Tanakhama would assume that we're not going to assume that this guy does not know that halacha, and therefore he's going to be careful if he misses the time frame. Okay. The Mishnah said at the end, Marbilan legav migav legav umechaburu lechaburu. The question is, what does that mean? Tanur Rabbanan, Ketan migav legav. What does that mean? So is that you're allowed to do this tefillah. So the Gemara says, right, Harotza lasos gato shel gav kado, or should be bado, v'kado shel gav gato, meaning he's dipping a kli in order to use it for, let's say, his wine press, and then he changes his mind, he wants to use it for his olive press. So the question is, so really that doesn't need a tefillah. Meaning when you dip a kli in the mikvah, right, you don't need to clarify what process you need it for. That's not a thing. But if you want to be tovel it again, so then he's allowed to do that. Because he's not really doing anything. He's not accomplishing anything. He's not being the takin mana. He's not fixing this kli. It's already good to go. What is that? So then, so if the guy was eating, this is talking about Korban Pesach, that if he was going to eat a Korban Pesach in one chabura, and then he wanted to go to another chabura, if you remember, you have to register for the Korban Pesach, you have to be in a group. So if you want to switch groups, so Pasha says, he's allowed to switch. But if he wants to go to the mikveh, and re-tovel his kalim, his clothing, himself, or whatever, for the new group, so even though he really doesn't have to do that, but so we will allow that to be long enough, because again, that's not really consequential whatsoever. Okay, Beit Shammai Omer, Beit Shammai says, Mishnah quoted a bunch of places, and we'll see in the next couple of months, I think, right? Yeah, over here, right, okay, Chagiga, Megillah, okay, yeah, we'll see it coming up a couple times. Beit Shammai Omer, Mevim Shalom, Mevim Somuchin Aleim. On Yontif, you're allowed to bring a Korban Shlamim. Korban Shlamim, again, you're going to eat the Korban Shlamim, or a lot of it anyway, so that's a Ochol Nefesh issue, so you could bring that Korban, but Vein Somuchin Aleim, but you're not going to lean on them. That is part of the process of bringing a Korban Shlamim, right? The guy bringing the Shlamim, right, leans all of his weight, both hands, right, on the animal. What could be problematic with that, right? Is it Muktzah? So it could be, but Rashi says over here, if you look at Rashi, Shasmicha Surah Mishum Shavos, it's also Midrabanan. Just skip a little bit. It's called Mishtamish Bebalei Chaim. You're not allowed to use live animals. We'll see that on Daf Lamed Vav. Rashi quotes that you're not allowed to use, right? You're not allowed to ride on an animal, right? If you're on Yontif. So you're also not allowed to lean on an animal with all of your strength. Right, that's going to be Osir. Beit Shammai says, however, I have a low Olos, but you're not allowed to bring a Korban Ola on Yontif. For the Korban Ola, is no Ochol Nefesh aspect to it. You're not going to eat any of the Korban Ola. It's completely consumed on the Mizbeach. And therefore, right, we're not going to allow you to do that on Yontif. Right? Again, this is consistent with Beit Shammai's Shita, that you're allowed to do Halakas for Ochol Nefesh, but once Halakas is Mutter for Ochol Nefesh, it's not Mutter for non-Ochol Nefesh purposes. Right? We don't say Mitoch. So that's consistent with Beit Shammai Shita. Beis Hillel, maybe Beis Hillel says, no, maybe in Shlamim Volos, with Zemcha Aleim. No, Beis Hillel says you can do everything. Right? You can bring in Shlamim, you can bring the Olos, you can lean on them. Right? Obviously, we're going to talk about what the deal is. But Beis Hillel says everything is Mutter. So Amar Ula. Ula says, what's the Machlokas? Machlokas B'Shalmei Chagiga. Lismoch V'Olas Re'iyah Likarev. Right? There are different times of Korban, different types of Korban Shlamims, and different types of Korban Olas. So the Gemara is trying to pinpoint, where is this Machlokas? So Ula says, the Machlokas, and whether you can bring a Shlamim or not, whether you can lean on Shlamim or not, is on the Shalmei Chagiga, on the Korban Shlamim that you're bringing on the Chagiga, right, that you're supposed to bring to the Beis HaMikdash when you show up, right? So that's part of the Korban Chagiga. We'll learn that in Maseches Chagiga. So that's the Machlokas, says Ula. And Olas Re'iya, and there's another Korban Ola, there's another Korban you're supposed to bring when you see the Beis HaMikdash, and it's called an Olas Re'iya, that when you show up, you see the Beis HaMikdash, you bring a Korban Ola. So the question is whether you can bring that to Beis Shammai Sarvi, because Beis Shammai holds, and the Chagusem also Chag Lashem. And the Pasuk says, right, you have a holiday Lashem. Chagiga in Olas Re'iya, lo, right? The Chagusem also Chag Lashem, right? You can bring a Korban Chagiga, but not a Korban Ola. Beis Hill says, no, Lashem. What does the Pasuk say? It says, Chag Lashem. Kol de Lashem. You can bring any Korban that is Shaykh for Hashem, even a Korban Ola that you're not going to eat. Avon Nedarim and Nedavos, according to Ula, if you're talking about Nedarim and Nedavos, which are optional Korbanos, Divrei Kol Inkrim Biyantiv, everybody agrees, Ula says, everybody agrees that you're not allowed to bring those korbanos on Yontif. V'chein amar Rav Adar bar Ava, and so too, this is what Rav Adar bar Ava said, Nedarim and Davos, in Craven, B'Yontif. This Gemara says, Meisvei, one second, amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar, al-Nechle, Beisham, Beis Hillel, al-Ola she'eno shel Yontif, she'eno Craven, B'Yontif. Right, the Machlokas, there's no Machlokas between Beisham, again, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, this is the question. I mean, Rav Shimon ben Elazar said that the Machlokas, Beisham, Beis Hillel, right, is not by an Ola that's not shel Yontif, meaning a random Korban Ola that you had to bring. Everybody agrees you're not allowed to bring that on Yontif. Aval Shlamim Shein Shal Yontif, also Beis Shammai Beis Hillel agree that any Korban Shlamim that you have to bring on Yontif, like the Shalmei Chagiga, Shekraven Beyontif, that you can bring it on Yontif. What's the Machlokas? Amal Nechleku, Al Ola Shein Shal Yontif, Aval Shlamim Shein Shal Yontif. The Machlokas is a Korban Ola that's Shaykh to Yontif, right? That it has to be brought on the yontif, let's say on a lesser year or whatever. And a korban shlomim that has nothing to do with the yontif. Shebeis shamei omrim lo yavi. Beis shamei says you can't bring that korban. Beis hillel omrim yavi. Beis hillel say you can bring both of them. So that's again, that's against Ula, right? Right. Ula had said, right? Beis hillel do not allow any nedarim and nedavos, right? Anything that you're, you know, that you're voluntarily going to bring, right? Even korban shlamim. So Gemara says, Teretz ve'emahachi. So right, you ain't a chanami. So let's change the phrase in the brisa. So change what Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says. V'amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar lo nechlu beis shamay beis hillel al ola v'shlamim she'in shal yontif. Really, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said that beis shamay beis hillel agree that you can't bring a korban that's not shayach. Whether it's an ola or a shlamim, she ain't craving beyantif. You can't bring that on yantif. The shlamim shame shal yantif, she craving beyantif, and they both agree that a korban shlamim that you're going to eat, but you can bring it. You can bring on yantif. What's the machlokas? Al ola she shal yantif. The only machlokas is a korban ola. That is shaykh to yantif, right? That has to be brought because of the yantif. Beis shamay omrim lo yavi, beis hillel omrim yavi. Beis hillel says you can bring it. Beis shamay says no, you have to bring that on chol hamoed. Rav Yosef says no, don't change the phrase in the brisa. Tanaihi, tanaihi shakal tamei alma. What are you getting rid of tanaim? Right, tanaihi. It's a machlokes tanaim. Right, the tanaim is well under the brisa. Shalom habayim machmas yantif. Beyantif. If you, let's say you bring a korban shlamim, right? Let's say shalom chagiga that you have to bring because of the yantif. So beishami omrim somach aleim me'erev yantif v'shochtan beyantif. Beishami says you can do the smicha on erev yantif and then shech them and eat them on yantif. Beisol omrim somach aleim beyantif v'shochtan beyantif. Right? Beisol says you can do everything on yantif. Amad adarim davos to recall in craven beyantif. But everybody agrees that these optional korbanos are not going to be allowed to bring on yantif. So that brisa says that the what's it called? That this is exactly what Ula said, meaning that you're not allowed to bring nedarim and nedavos beyantif, and the machlokas is simply you're allowed to bring the shlomim, but the machlokas is how to handle it. So that is like Ula, and that's what Ula was going on. And you don't have to switch the brisa of Rav Shimon ben Elazar at all. V'hani tanai ki hani tanai, and so those tanaim are like these tanaim, right? That's a similar parallels on machlokas tanaim that we're going to bring. Now this is going to take us literally. This conversation is going to take us to the two dots. If I remember correctly, and the payoff, meaning the machlokas, between the Tanaim is going to be proven at the end. So we have a lot of back and forth here, just bear with us, and at the end, finally, we'll say that this is a machlokas Tanaim, just like we just saw, you'll see what happens. Right? It says the Braisa, it says the Gemara, the Tanya is ruling in the Braisa, Eim Mavi and Toda b'chagamatzos b'chamet sheba, you're not allowed to bring a korban Toda on Pesach, because the korban Toda has chametz in it, right? The korban Toda famously brought with an animal and 10 loaves of chametz and 30 loaves of matzah, and you can only eat it in a short amount of time, right? In a day and a night, if I'm not mistaken. That's why you have to, or maybe it's just at the end of the day. And now I'm blanking, as I said, day and night. Do you have just until nightfall? All right, now I don't remember. Either way, I'm sure someone can correct me. But pashas is you have to invite all these people to eat 40 loaves of bread. I think it's only that day. Day and night? All right. I'm not going to get hung up on this. But meaning, the idea behind the korban Torah, it's a massive korban, and you need to bring people in to eat it with you, and then you can tell the story of why you're bringing a korban Torah, right? It's supposed to be, right, this is the back in the day equivalent of saying Birkas Hagomel, or making a Suda Sauda, right, just to thank Karsh Baruch Hu for the Nisim, or whatever. So, a Korban Torah, you can't bring it on Pesach because of the Chametz. The Gemara is going to ask, well, yeah, that's obvious, and the Gemara will reinterpret that in a second, but okay, you can't bring a Korban Torah on Pesach, and you can't bring it on Shavuos, because it's Yontif, right, you'll see in a second, that you're not, Rashi says over here, right, that he's going to hold that Nedarim and Davos cannot be brought on Yontif. But you can bring it on Sukkos. Didn't you just tell me you can't bring it on Yontif? Yes, in Echanami we're going to say he means Chol HaMoed, right? Obviously, Shavuos does not have Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Shimon says, no. The Pasuk says, right, that teaches, what does that teach me? All those three holidays in a row. Any korban you bring on Pesach, you can bring on Shavuos and Sukkos. And anything you can't bring on Pesach cannot be brought on Shavuos or Sukkos. Again, we have to reinterpret this in a second. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says maybe Adam Todaso b'Chag Sukkos v'Yotzi ba idei Chovaso mishum Simcha ve'ein Yotzi ba mishum Chagiga. He says that a person is allowed to bring his korban Toda on Sukkos, and he's Yotzei the Chiyuv of Simcha. We're going to see in Maseches Chagiga that there's two obligations and two korbanos that were offered on Yontif, on let's say the Chiyuv of Simcha, korban for Simcha and Shalmei Simcha and the Shalmei Chagiga. So you're Yotzei the Simcha aspect, but you're not Yotzei at the Chagiga. That and the Chagiga, you're not Yotzei the Chagiga because that has to come from other types, meaning just a plain, straight up animal. It can't have other attachments to it, like the, for example, like the Korban Toda. So you can't use a Toda as a Chagiga. That has to be, what's it called? That has to be, straight up a regular plain animal. Okay, so now the Gemara says, one second, Amar Mar, hold on. Ein Mevi and Toda B'Chaga Matzim Mishon Pesach Ein Mevi and Toda B'chaga matzos mipnei a chametz shabbat. Well, you can't bring a korban toda on Pesach because of the chametz. Well, yeah, pita, obviously. So Gemara says, "Amar Rav Ada v'Reid Rav Yitzchak from Milah Rav Shmuel bar Abba Hacha bar Abba Saruskina." No, what it means is you can't bring it on erev Pesach. Right, and the erev Pesach on the first day, right, on erev Pesach on the day before Pesach. So obviously, you can eat chametz up until the 10th hour. So you have a small window to eat that korban, but Pasha says you're not going to finish. And the kasavar ein mevi'in kachem lebeis apsul. What's going to happen? You're going to have to burn. Right, those, what's it called? You have to go burn those korbanos. So obviously you can only eat it until, the 10 o'clock. Did I say 10th hour? The 4th hour of the day, until 10 o'clock on a 6-to-6 day. And therefore you would have to burn it. And that's what the Tanakama means. Good. What do you mean you can't bring it on Pesach, on Shavuos because it's Yontif? Because this Tana holds, and Tanakama holds, and Darim Davim, Nedarim unedavos in craven biyotiv, because you can't bring voluntary korbanos on yontiv. Avo maybe adam tadosu b'chagisogus, but you can bring it on sogus. Emas, when can you bring this? Ilay would be yontiv atzmo, if you're telling me it's the first day of yontiv, like tomorrow night, or Tuesday morning. Fa'amarta lo b'atzeres b'deshu yontiv. Right, one second. We just told me you can't bring these korbanos on yontiv. Elo b'chol shamoit, right? It must be that he's talking about Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Harei hu Omer b'chag ha-matzos, chag ha-shavuos, shavuos, chag ha-sukkos. Right, he quoted that pasuk. Right, he had said, Kol Shabbat b'chag ha-matzos, ba b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukkos. Right, v'chol Shalom ba b'chag ha-matzos, enu ba b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukkos. Right, that, if you remember, that was the quote from the Mishnah. Right, but what is he saying? He's saying you can't even bring the korban toda during Chol HaMoed and sukkos. Right, that doesn't, as the Gemara says, one second, that doesn't make any sense. Right, Maskelar Rebzera, Hashta Solsi Misaltinon. Right, if you tell me you can, Solis is, it doesn't mean ground flour here, it means you can gathering wood. Right, so how can you, if you can gather wood on Chol HaMoed, and Darim Davos, and Baya, what, you can't bring a korban Nadava? Right, that doesn't make any sense. Right, Pasha says if you can take wood, right, you can do malachos, right? Again, we don't say gathering wood, we don't mean picking up sticks, we mean chopping down trees, right? If you can rip up, if you can do malacha, right? As Rashi explains, obviously you can bring a korban and the base of mikdash Chol HaMoed. So that Amar Abayi, so Abayi says, you're right, we're totally missing the point of this brisa, and this is how we're going to say that it's the same machlokas tanaim as we quoted on Amud Aleph. Amar Abayi says, Bakrava dekuli amal opligi deshari. No. Everybody agrees, you can bring a korban toda with Chol HaMoed sukkos. Everybody says. So what's the machlokas here, right? What are we talking? What's going on? Lamekam alev avalta acher. The question is, when do you violate, right? Totally not related to anything, or at least to what we've been discussing, right? When do you violate the iser of balta acher? There's a din daraisa that you're not allowed to delay bringing a korban. If you make a neder, to bring a korban, so you have a certain time period in order to bring that korban. The question is, when is too late? Right. When is the cycle? When is too late? So Tanakama suffer. Tanakama says Shalosh Rogalim Am Rachmana Afila Shloka Sidram. Tanakama holds three holidays. Doesn't matter what order. Three holidays. If you make the neder, three holidays passes, then you violate Balta Acher. Rabbi Shimon suffer Kesidran Ain Shloka Sidra Lo. Rabbi Shimon holds they have to be in order, meaning it has to be Pesach Shavuos Tzukas. So therefore, if you make the neder to bring this korban before Pesach, you have three holidays. If you make the neder to bring the korban right after Pesach, you have five holidays. You have Shavuos, Sukkos, and then Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, right? And to bring this korban, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer. So what's the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon shita? So maybe Adam Tzedasu b'Chag Sukkos. When he said you can bring your korban toda on Sukkos, Amos, what do you mean? Elay mechalamoid han tanakama. If you tell me that it's mutter, right, if he's chiddush is that you can bring a korban toda during chalamoid, right, on sukkos, well, that's the tanakama shita. So ella biyantef, really, what he means is that he's saying that you can bring a korban toda on yontif. Right, if a kasavar, right, and a darim adav was craving biyantef, and he holds that you can bring an optional korban on yontif. This is the same machlokas that we had before about whether you can bring nadarim unadavos on yontif. So the Gemara says, okay, so that's basically it. So Gemara says, "Umayishna chagasukas denakats." Okay, so why did Rabbi Shimon mention sukkas? Right, if you tell me that he holds his shita is you can bring nadarim and nadavos optional korbanos on yontif, just say you can bring it on Shavuos, on any yontif. So I'm Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Latame. So Rabbi Lazar, this is Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Shita. The Tanya, as we learned, the Raisa, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Lo Yomar Chagasukas, Shabo Hakazim Medaber. He says that the Pasuk did not need to tell me Chag Hasukas, meaning that was already what we were talking about. Right, that concept of Alta Achai, we already said, right, the Pasuk says that you can bring the Korban, right, you have to go to the Beis HaMikdash, you know, to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. That context is in Sukkos, is already within the holiday of Sukkos, right, when the Torah mentions all the Chagim. So therefore, while Lama Nemar, so why did we need to mention Sukkos? Lomar Shezeh Achron, to say that this is the last one, meaning that this is Rabbi Shimon Shita, that in order to violate Balta Acher, right, which we mentioned a minute ago, in order to violate Balta Acher, Sukkos has to be last. So therefore, it has to be, right, in order. It has to be Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. And Sukkos is, if Sukkos is the last one of all the three, so then you're going to violate Balta Acher. What's Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer? What does he say? That's why did he mention, why does the Pasuk mention Sukkos? Why did he say you're allowed to bring an Adarim and the devils on Sukkos? Lomash is a Gorim. That Sukkos is mentioned in the Pasuk to teach me that is the only holiday that counts. That if Sukkos passes, then you violate Balta Acher. If Sukkos does not pass, then you do not. So that's what Rabbi Shimon was getting at when he said that you can bring a Nedarim and a Davos on Sukkos, because if Sukkos passes, then you violate the Isser of Balta Acher, of delaying your Korban, and that's what he meant to teach by saying that you're allowed to bring these optional Korbanos on Sukkos. All right, Shkoyakoto, we'll stop with the two dots over here. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.